This is Raphael Kushner, and I'm here with Barbara, a current member of the P4 year-long program. Barbara, welcome, and thanks for doing this.
Thanks, Raphael. It's my pleasure.
Well, let me start out by asking you what it was that drew you to the year-long program in the first place.
Well, I guess I'll just give some background in that, Raphael, I met you a couple years ago at a book signing event in my local hometown, and I had never heard of you before, and I just came to hear you speak about the book that you had at the time, which was Setting Your Heart on Fire, and I was just really impressed with you as a person and a human being, hearing your background that you were, you know, deeply cared about human beings and the state of the world, and you were kind of an activist at a really young age, and I just remember being really impressed by that, and I enjoyed your talk at the time, and so I guess I got on your emailing list at the time. And so a few years went by, and your email came around that you had this program going on. And first, when I heard about it, I just thought, oh, it sounds really neat, but it's nothing I can afford right now, or, you know, I would pass it along to a friend or something. And then in your email, you had written, if something about this kind of gnaws at you, or you intuitively feel like it, you know, it's your for you, you know, check into it deeper. And so as the days went by, that really struck me because it was gnawing at me and I did feel like it was for me. And so at that point, I gave you a call and found out more details about the program and just really decided that it was for me and that I did want to take advantage of the opportunity of participating in the program if you felt like it was a good fit, because the previous year I had been working two jobs and I just had been very busy and my life felt very unbalanced. And I wanted to just really take a year off for me. I do a lot of volunteer work in my community, and I just thought, you know, this year I just would like to focus on kind of self-reflection and give this program as a gift to me. So that's how I kind of came into being in the program, and I'm so glad I did.
Great. Well, thank you for that background. And so when you began the program, was it like you had imagined it? Was it surprising, and was it easy for you to flow into, or did you have some challenges?
You know, it wasn't at all how I imagined, just in that, I guess, kind of the reasons I got into it as well that I neglected to mention previously is that when I spoke to you on the phone to learn about the program, you know, I mentioned right up front that I had in mind that I wanted to part of my goal if I was in the program was to work on a book project I had in mind, and you mentioned that you'd be happy to help me with that. And so I really thought that I would be working on that project, and it'd be great to have the support of the group and helping me with my goals, and none of that really happened. I really, that got put on the back burner. I really wasn't so concerned about that. I just, the book project was something that was a project that was about something that happened in my past, and I really felt I'd moved beyond that and wanted to just focus my energy, which is perfect, on the present, which is part of the program, one of the P4s. Mm-hmm. So I guess I had different expectations of what I thought I was going to get out of the program or what I wanted to get out of it, but it was really very quite different. I had no preconceived notions as far as what the program was about. I just kind of really went on my intuition and gut that it felt like this was the right thing for me, and I signed up. And so it was really fun and exciting to learn about all the, you know, different topics each month and to meet all the different people in the program and learn meet all these, you know, interesting people that were all different and from different backgrounds and ages and beliefs. And
yeah, I wanted to ask you about that because,
yeah.
You know, when I talk about the program or when I write about it, I share with people that something that makes it special, really apart from me and my facilitation, is the fact that you're with a group of people who come together really only to grow spiritually and emotionally and also to support each other in that process. So there's no dual role. It's a lot less likely than in usual situations to get stuck, you know, in ego or in resistance in terms of being with other people in the program. So how have you found that, just working with these people, a different partner every month and sometimes more than one partner and coming together for the retreats? Has the sense of community that we attempt to foster in the program been a benefit for you?
It has been a benefit. It's been a huge benefit because in my life previously, I mean, I feel like I've been pretty happy and pretty satisfied. I've done a lot of personal growth things in my past history, and I feel pretty personally aware on that level. But I'm also very independent and I'm kind of a lone wolf type, so, and I'm very busy. I'm a single parent, I work full time, and I volunteer in my community. So I don't have a lot of connection really. And so it was really wonderful to be part of the program and to have that sense of connection and to meet each of these individuals in the program through the monthly, you know, homework and through the calls. And also, yeah, it was neat to reflect, you know, if maybe I felt resistance towards certain people initially. I knew that, of course, it was a mirror for myself. And then, of course, you learn more about people and you drop your judgments. And so it's amazing growth. It's amazing community. And, you know, I just feel like I have a huge family now. So it's really nice. And I feel that support of people. And I feel myself giving that support, you know, even though we're far away all around the country, I silently send out, you know, my support to people, and I know they're doing the same for me. So it's a good feeling.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that I haven't mentioned to people in writings about the program is that while the first retreat is Friday through Sunday at a lovely retreat center, which is kind of an institutional environment but very cozy, the second retreat is in a large private home up near Mount Hood where we all live together and prepare the meals and do the cleanup, and we have an extra day together. And part of my planning in doing that is to let people come together even more than they have before and really reinforce that idea or that experience of a spiritual family. So it sounds like by the time you got to the second retreat, that was something that was really living inside of you.
Absolutely. It really was. It was just like coming home to all these people, and it really was like adult summer camp, you know. It was really fun to get to spend and share the time with people, and it was really neat the way it was structured in that we had different exercises that different group members had come up with, and they were all very meaningful and fun and insightful. And then we also had free time to spend together as we chose, exploring the area, which was incredibly beautiful. And so spending, you know, individual time or group time with small groups with people in the P4 program and in the area, exploring the beautiful, you know, nature hiking area and Mount Hood, and it was wonderful. So yeah, it was a great experience, and the communal experience, dining all together was a really treat, and preparing the meals and even doing kitchen cleanup. I mean, the whole thing was just a wonderful experience. Yeah.
Well, let me just ask you about this particular way of exploring oneself and opening up to, you know, the wholeness in yourself and around you, because, you know, most of the people who would be listening to this phone call have done some therapy. They might have been to a workshop or many workshops. They may have been involved in trainings, things like that. And this approach is about putting into it as much time as you can while still living your life. Usually it's maybe about 6 hours a month if you add it all up. But it's, as you mentioned, it's not designed to be intense in, you know, the way that it might be if you went and lived in an ashram or a monastery. And it's not like therapy in the sense that we don't start off from the idea that there's something wrong with you or that there's something you're trying to fix. And it's also not a situation where there's somebody who is the all-knowing or the leader for other people who need to come to that place. It's more of a community where we come together as fellow travelers. So how has that worked for you or perhaps created challenges for you, you know, particularly just that way of choosing to spend? Let's say everybody has their own kind of personal and spiritual growth allowance, you know, and they may have a certain amount of money and maybe not even so much money, especially in these current times. And so they're going to be very thoughtful about where their investment in themselves goes. So what would you say about this particular approach?
Right. Well, I would just like to address everything you just said and give a little bit of my background, and that is that I have had a lot of experience with personal growth in the past. I just mentioned I'm 49 years old, and I grew up, you know, pretty psychologically unaware, I guess, and kind of, I guess, had a difficult childhood and growing up, and in high school and college, and then I went through a personal growth program. I did one of the programs called LifeSpring, which is probably similar to the S program, Earhart Seminar Training, in the early 80s. So I took that, and that was a big growth spurt right there in kind of taking personal responsibility and learning that I'm not a victim and I can't blame my life on everyone else, and kind of forgiving people in my life, setting boundaries. So that was a big step. And then I was having some difficulties, I felt like, in relationships in my life, so I started counseling. So I did do some therapy. And, of course, I read personal growth books. And so all of that. So I feel – and I went to school and got a psychology degree. So I feel like I'm pretty, you know, spiritually and psychologically aware. What I liked about this program is that you can focus on the past, as far as you just look at where have you been in your past, what's your history that brought you to this point, and then you're in the present, so you're very intensely aware of what's going on in the present moment, which is very valuable. And then as far as the future is concerned, you're kind of, you know, just visioning what you want to be in your world and for your own goals. So you kind of get a little of everything. But as you said, what I liked about it, and I was kind of expecting at the first retreat that it would be really intense, like a LifeSpring experience, and I was very happily surprised, actually, that it wasn't. You know, I kind of felt like, been there, done that, don't want to. Mm-hmm. And so it basically, what I'm trying to say is it can be as intense as you want it to be. And it wasn't that intense, and I was happy about that. But conversely, on your own, when you're doing the monthly exercises, you're free to do it at your leisure, obviously, and you can get into it as deeply as you want to. So if you feel like you want to have an intense experience and maybe go into a topic or a subject, you know, you have that freedom to, in your own time, when it feels right for you, be with what's, you know, present. And if it's something that's hard to go through, you know, you can do that. And you also, of course, have the support of the group and you yourself as a facilitator. So I think it's very freeing, and I think it's very valuable because you kind of get everything. I kind of feel like it's almost like the shortcut version. You know, you don't have to go through all those, you know, lengthy time and years and, you know, intensity.
Well, it's interesting that way because it's kind of a combination. You could say it sounds almost counterintuitive to say that a year-long program is a shortcut. But, in fact, because we're not pushing and there's no hitting you over the head, and we're constantly trying to find where is that growing edge where you can just stretch a little bit in such a way that you'll have a benefit but not a pushback. And so when you open up that way, kind of gradually unfurling, usually the change is sustainable and it's not something that you have to, you know, redo over and over again. So I hadn't really thought of it that way, but it does make sense to me that it's a year-long shortcut in a way. And also, you have an opportunity to make a lot of change and create a lot for your future without necessarily having to suffer or grind it out.
Right.
You know, I mean, yeah. Some people might think, well, wait a minute, you guys are coming together and you're having a great time at your second retreat, and it sounds like it's a lot of fun, but if it's a lot of fun, how could I really make the changes in my life that I need to? And I think that part of the philosophy of the program is that we're all working too hard most of the time, and since our greatest healing and change comes from finding that place of ease and expansion within us, if we actually have to work really hard to get to that place of expansion and ease, then something's wrong with that picture. So
right.
It isn't that people aren't being asked to do real work or to take a real serious look and open up to things that sometimes are challenging, but they're being asked to do it in a way that isn't so disruptive or painful, and where there's also a lot of support for it, you know, at whatever stage you find yourself or whatever issue you're working on.
Right. And one of my favorite sayings of yours, Rafael, is, you know, there's no way to do it wrong. I love that. I mean, it gives you so much freedom and just takes the weight off your shoulders. So whatever that the individual person who's participating in P4 is, however they're doing it, it's the right way for them.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I love that.
Great. Is there anything about the program that, and you can feel free to answer this however you like, that you you haven't appreciated or that's been your least favorite or that you would want to be different for the group coming in?
I'm just trying to think because when nothing comes to mind at first. I mean, I've been very happy.
That's okay.
I've been very happy with the program.
Okay, good.
I'm just trying to think. You know, the only thing I can think of maybe is that it's, you know, it was sad that people along the way, you know, dropped out. There was some attrition. And, you know, you're always sad to lose people that, you know, you made a connection with, you know. But I understand that just happens. It's part of life and, you know, part of the natural occurring the way things go. So.
Right, and that brings up another point, too, which is that when you're with people for a year, you go through a lot of things. You go through diagnoses of illness. You go through loss of loved ones. The things that people can't imagine were going to happen when they join the program, you know, happen to them. And then they have the opportunity to really lean on the group and also different people in the group who they might have established a particularly deep connection with. I'm just thinking of some of the people from this year's program and how when there were family challenges and health challenges, you know, other people in the program were right there for them. And that's something that the depth of the connection and the length of the connection really makes possible.
Absolutely. I've definitely benefited from that and that things I was going through or challenges or things I was working through or struggling with that I knew the group members were there supporting me through it just really kind of even gave me the courage and strength to take the steps I did take, and that was really valuable to me. What was it? There was something else I was going to say about what you just were saying.
I'll ask you another question, and then probably your answer to that other one or your further contribution will pop up.
Okay.
What I wanted to ask you is if somebody was thinking about the program and trying to figure out, you know, is it right for them, and they were trying to get a sense of it from, you know, the material that I've written and posted on the website and send out to people. Is there anything about it that you feel like it would be good for you to kind of fill in the gaps or, you know, shadings? You know, what would you tell them about the program that would help them decide whether it was right for them that maybe hasn't come through in the written materials but that you now know because you're almost through with your year?
Well, what I just wanted to mention that was really important to me was the whole living the questions portion of it was very valuable to me because in focusing upon the physical sensation of, you know, stopping and tuning in and what's going on right now in your physical body, that was huge for me because I'm very busy and I'm running around at a million miles an hour. I have a lot of, you know, balls in the air juggling. And so for me to stop and really feel that instantly, you know, got me in touch with what was going on and helped me be in the presence. And also it was amazing for me to just see how that process of having it move through you. Maybe you were having a painful time and something felt really painful, but then if you just let it be there and were with it, then it would turn and flow into something different and you could have a totally different experience. That was amazing to me, and I still experience that. I'm, what, in month 10, 11 right now, and mm-hmm. I still use those tools, and I still find it amazing, you know, to do that. So.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to think what hadn't been covered in writing that would assist people.
Well, that's a really important piece that you mentioned. I think that, you know, there are people who join the program who might be more beginners on the path and other people like you who've had a lot of experience. But I think that even people who've done a lot of great work on themselves find that in everyday life where they get triggered is pretty much where the work needs to happen and where the previous work kind of hasn't yet penetrated. So having that process anchored within you, getting a chance to practice it, and to practice it in relation to different aspects of your life, whether it's in, you know, at work or at home or in terms of your own issues regarding, for instance, approval or attachment, you're getting a chance not necessarily to learn some new information that you can add to, you know, your internal textbook, or, you know, climbing levels towards some kind of, you know, supposed mastery. But you're really getting a chance to ground everything that you already know, your own deepest wisdom, into a practice that can stay with you through every part of your life. And that's, you know, really what my greatest focus is. I feel that when people can be present to themselves, open up the way you were just describing to challenging emotional experiences and let them move through, then so much of the rest starts to take care of itself, because what that does is it leaves you in a place of expanded awareness and attention and creativity and imagination. So whatever you need to bring to a situation to change it, heal it, solve it, transform it, you're most likely going to be able to find that in yourself, because you're your best self once you can put those moment-by-moment practices into place.
Right. And I was just thinking, you know, that my experience of being in the program is that I've just grown to be more comfortable in my own skin than I ever have been, and it's a really good feeling. You know, really a great amount of self-acceptance through exploring the different months and the topics of all of the aspects of my personality and who I am as a person, and integrating them all and appreciating them and appreciating myself. So that's really been valuable.
Well, that's a beautiful place to end it. So thanks so much for sharing with folks, and thanks so much for all you've brought to the program this past year.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure. Thank you, Raphael.
You're welcome.